Blog Talk Radio. Happy Sunday evening, everybody, and welcome to the Good Golly Miss Holly Show, all about being sassy Southern psychic. I hope everybody is having a good weekend. We're here in Georgia, and it's a little rainy and yicky, but I kind of like weather like that in October, so we had a lazy day today. So we have got a lot of callers coming in. I want to thank everybody for calling and following the show, and also to remind everybody to please follow this show on Blog Talk Radio. The more followers we get, the more popular we become, and it works out great for us. So let's just go ahead and get started with our first caller. And you're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. How may I help you?
Oh, yes. Thank you. This is Suzanne. And I just thank you for taking my phone call. I just wanted to know if you see any changes coming soon.
Not since the last time we talked, Suzanne, no. Everything's pretty much the same boat.
Well, yeah, I got the job. I'm going to start this week.
Yay!
Actually, I twisted my ankle at the other job, but I still have to go in Tuesday. And you don't see anything different with love life?
No, not anything since the last time I talked with you. I just pulled some new cards.
Okay.
All right,
thank
you. Congratulations on the new job, Suzanne. That's awesome. Yay!
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Bye. See who's next on the air. Good evening. It's Good Golly Miss Holly Show with Holly. Can I help you?
Sure. Hey, Holly. It's Tim from New York. How are you doing tonight?
Thanks
for taking my call.
Tim, how are you?
I'm doing great. I got the green candle, I got the orange candle, I got the Bailey's in the wallet, got some crystals. I'm working on manifesting.
I was just talking about you to one of my friends, and I was so excited because I said, he called back, and he told me he got his green candle and his orange candle, and we got our crystals and our bay leaf going. Woohoo! Good. Let me put some cards and see what's going on, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Okay. Well. Okay. Do you know what I pulled for you? The King of Autumn. This is all about being accomplished, compassionate, charismatic, and gifted. This is all about you. They're saying that you need to be assertive when it comes to what you know is right, and everything is going to go your way. A good person or company to work for. So keep the faith. Things are going to be great for you. Just wonderful. Just hold on, okay?
Sure.
But that manifestation should start working pretty soon. Look for that to come in no later than the end of this month, early November. Okay?
Sounds all great. Thank you much. I will keep working. I'll talk with you. Thank you so very much, Holly.
Okay. Keep me posted. Bye.
All right.
Let's see who else you've got on the phone today. I do appreciate my clients, my people coming, calling back in. It really makes me feel good to know that we're still working together on these things. So this is Good Golly Miss Holly with Holly Harden. How can I help you?
Hi, Holly. This is Laura in New Jersey.
Hey, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question. This guy named John called me a few days ago and said that a contract that I had been submitted for back in July, they didn't have the funding apparently. I guess that fell through for the project. But he called me and said that it was coming back up again and that there was funding for it now. So he resubmitted me for that contract, and it's a 6-month contract. Do you see me getting that contract now, or is there going to be something different?
Yeah, I do see you getting that contract now, but I don't. Well, here's the thing. I think we talked about this last week. I see you getting that contract, but you're also going to be getting little small jobs as well. So it's going to be more of a piece together situation as far as the income goes. You will be getting that contract, but you're going to have other small jobs as well that are going to come your way.
So that's difficult to understand because I wouldn't have time to do other jobs with this job because this is a 40-hour-a-week job. Now, I do Uber and Lyft on the side. Maybe is that what you're thinking of, maybe, with the extra little job?
I see little bits of money coming in like 2 or 3 days a week or 2 or 3, maybe 4 days a week. But it's
so
little bits of money.
Uber. That might be the
okay.
Uber and the Lyft. Yeah, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
All right, so then so this sounds like it's still on target for that with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, so then I'm also trying to get a house, a rent-to-own situation going.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I got this, the owner's, he texted me last night. And because one of the issues I had was that there wasn't enough cupboard space, you know, for different odds and ends because it's a very small house.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his wife, he texted me that him and his wife have brought in one of these designers that does their cupboards and stuff, solution storage.
Mm-hmm.
So they're working on that right now. And he said that that came to about $10,000 worth of work, I guess. So that sounds like they're going forward with creating the storage space that's needed, you know, to make it functional. So do you think I'm going to end up living in that house?
Yes. I just pulled the moon for you, which is, that's a good one.
Oh, great. Okay, thank you so much. Oh, that makes
me
feel
good. You're welcome. Call me back and let me know how that contract goes through, okay?
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
You're
bye,
welcome,
Holly.
Bye. Talk
thank
to you later.
You.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you.
Again, thank you all for calling me back and letting me know what's going on with you. I really, really love that. I feel like the people that I speak with on this show and my clients and the live events that I do, everybody, we're just all one big family. And I, if I can help in any way, that's what I want to do. So I'm getting a little verklempt here because that means a whole lot to me that y'all call back in and let me know how things are going. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling back in. It means the world to me. It really, really does. Thank you so much. Okay, now I need to quit getting all misty-eyed here. Let's get back to our next caller. You're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly. How can I help you?
Hi. I appreciate you taking my call.
Oh, I'm thrilled to take your call. What can I help you with?
I'm going to be selling my house. I'm planning on moving. Somebody referred me because I need work done, and the man or the gentleman that's coming, I don't know anything about him, but his name is Cliff. Do you think he'll be dependable and do what I need to be done? Because I really don't, you know, sometimes when you hire people, they show up and they don't show up.
Okay, so what I pulled for you is the wheel, which means delays are over and it's good luck. Yeah, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. I pulled the Princess of Spring as well, and that's about it's time for you to go after your dreams and to do something to expand your horizons. So those two cards together tell me that Cliff is going to be good. And you're going to be able to get that work done and move on because you need to move on.
Yeah, scary, but yes, I know.
I know it is scary. There's so many things scary going on right now. But, yeah, you'll be able to move on, and that's the main thing. The universe is opening itself up to you. So be prepared for change and a fun time coming your way.
Okay. Thank you so much. You are so delightful to just listen to.
Oh, thank you. Now, have we talked about the St. Joseph's statue?
Pardon me?
Have you and I talked about the St. Joseph statue?
No. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So when the house goes on the market, get yourself a St. Joseph statue and bury it upside down facing the street in the front of the house.
Facing which way? Facing which way?
The street.
Which way? I'm sorry.
You put it upside down facing the street.
Facing the street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that will attract fires.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know.
Charm, yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be my lucky charm.
I think you can find it on Amazon, actually.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I do it every time. It's the greatest thing ever. We need the help we can get. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You have a good evening.
Bye, sweetie.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, let's see who's next. I'm getting through a lot of callers today. This is wonderful. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, you're there. Hello.
Hi, this is Amala. How are you?
Hi, Amala. How are you?
I'm doing well. I have a quick question. This was a long relationship. It's been 2 years, but can you just tap into this, please? He keeps on coming up in my dreams. Does that mean that he's thinking of me, or there's a possible reconnection? What is going on? It's just so random. Very vivid in my dreams in the last week. We've been apart since July.
Here's what I'm feeling, okay? And here's what your angels are telling you, okay? Your body is letting him go.
Okay.
Your memory is letting him go.
Okay.
One of the ways to let him go is to bring that back up so you can say goodbye subconsciously.
Okay.
So say goodbye.
It's just so interesting. He happened to be an electrician, but in the dream he was fixing my bathroom tile, and we were discussing the color of it, which was like a thunderstorm gray. And I'm like, "What are you doing here?" It was just so, because it's bizarre. I mean, I know what he does as a profession, and that's not his job. It was so odd. It was just a very odd appearance of him. So,
thank you
for validating. Yes.
Well, think about it this way. Okay. So the tile, you know, is your relationship. And you're replacing the tile with a different color.
Right.
You're replacing him in your life. Welcome.
Oh, my God. Thank God. It was a tough one. To let him go. It really was.
You needed to. You really needed to. And you know that.
Like you said, I'm excited for new beginnings because in December, that's when you're feeling and sensing somebody
possibly coming in. Yes, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yay.
Hurrah.
I'm excited.
Okay.
Thank you for validating. It was bothering me.
Welcome.
I just wanted to ask you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye. I'll see you later. Thank you for calling me.
Bye.
Bye, sugar pie. I tell you, we're just having a family reunion here in Good Golly, Miss Holly today, and I really, 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 really appreciate it. This is so much fun for me to be able to talk with all of y'all and call back in and let me know how y'all are doing. So let me get to my next caller. And you're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly. Hello?
Hi, Holly. Hello, how are you? My name is Sharon.
I am fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. My allergies.
I know. Okay.
Just this month are so bad. And the medication, I won't even take it anymore. It makes me crazy. Just lucid. But anyhow, enough of that. I'm doing wonderful. I have a question about my job.
Yeah.
My boss, she's the lead. She's not the manager. She basically apologized to me Friday. Not in so many words, but she was wrong about something. My question to you is, when is she going to get out of survival mode and be more relaxed and just be back to herself? Excuse me.
That's huge. Oh, my gosh. That is so huge that she did that.
I know, not in so many words, but she did. She was wrong. She did something. But, you know, I had an email. You're not much you can do when you have. I like her. I know she's in survival mode. And I think I know her personal problem's bad, but I think it's her job, too. She's not leaving, is she?
Not right now, no. No. Okay. But take this as a sign of they're showing me a flower that's starting to open up a little bit.
Okay.
So that to me is telling me that she's starting to relax just a little bit. And she doesn't trust hardly anybody at work. She feels like everybody is out to get her or talking behind her back because, well, they kind of are. And
she has a new boss. We do. I should say she is for all of us.
Yeah. But just be there to encourage her. But she is going to start letting her hair down a little more over the next few weeks. So look for that.
Wonderful. Do you feel, she told me, it's not all up to her. Do you feel they're going to offer me permanent next year? It would be after January, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. End of January, February, sometime around then. Yeah.
Yeah, I want the benefits. They're better. The benefits now are not really good. Yuck. But yes, you do feel that. You feel me there next year.
I also want to let you know it's not going to be as much money as you think it is.
Oh, not as much as a raise you usually think it is? It's not even that. The benefits is what I mostly want. But you don't think, go on, sorry.
No. It's going to be a decent wage, okay? But it's not going to be as much as you think you deserve and what you do deserve. But the benefits are going to weigh that out.
Yeah, it'll be a salary then. I'll be in a salary because I'm hourly now, which isn't, I'm not complaining about it. You're probably right. I will want more money, but that's not my basis of my, I want a secure job. I like what I do, and I want the benefits, and you're right. I know there's always something. Nothing can be perfect in what we think is our perfect world, you know? I know.
But you know what? We can make it perfect. We can just, you know, take what we have and bless it and be thankful for it sometimes. And I think we need to start doing that, especially in the situation that we're in right now. You know, we just, for a lot of people, I mean, it's really, really tough. And I am so blessed. But we need to be able to stop and even be cognizant of the little blessings that we do have. And that helps a lot of people, myself included, get through the day sometimes. So, you know, you're going to be fine. But that is so huge that she did that. I am amazed that she did that. Such great.
But I never really, I acted just the whole time. I was still nice to her the whole week. It happened like a week ago. But I'm glad. Let's move. I know. Thank you so much for answering my question. I have my little dog sitting on my lap right now. I just love her.
What's her name? What's the dog's name?
Her name is Ellie Mae.
Like the Clampets?
Yeah, like remember the Beverly Hillbillies? Ellie Mae.
Oh, okay. Now we're telling our age. We have to go now.
I do.
Bye, Ellie Mae.
She's a rescue.
Thank you so much. Talk to you later.
All right. Have a nice evening.
Bye. Oh, Ellie Mae. That's a great name. Hello. You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly.
Hi, Holly. Thank you so much for taking my call. This is Tanika. I was checking in with you again about something.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing okay. So I wanted to ask you, and check in. So I had the phone interview, the Zoom interview on Friday, and it went good. And I hope they make it to the next episode. I just wanted to know what you see with this job, like if I'll be offered it, if you think it's a good move. I don't think it's going to be as much as I make now. If they do offer it, it might be less. And also, we're supposed to get a new manager on Monday. So overall, I just wanted to know, like, what you see.
Okay, I pulled the Queen of Winter. Let me pull another card for you. And Unity. All right, so the Queen of Winter, that's all about being strong, patient, self-sufficient, but also you have a good sense of humor. And I know you've got a cute little personality because you and I have talked before. But this,
Yes, that's true. That's true.
But this is also letting go of people or things that no longer serve you well. Okay. And this is about time to focus on your career. So what I'm seeing with that in Unity, you need to leave that job respectfully. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Leave that job respectfully is what they're telling me. Because it will reflect upon you in the future. I think that they are going to offer you that other position. That's what this card is telling me. But you need to leave that job respectfully. Okay? And honorably.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And no, it's not going to be as much money as you're making, but there is a more clear career path with this new company than there is where you're sitting now. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does make sense.
Okay. So you have, it's gonna feel kind of like taking a little baby step backwards, but it's going to be a temporary step backwards. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and then you will be moving forward. So yeah, and you'll learn a lot from this new position, which is wonderful. Because you love to learn.
I do.
Yeah. You get bored easily. You're like me.
Mm-hmm.
I get bored easily. And then I go,
I like to sew.
Do you sew too? I quilt. Do you quilt?
Do I what?
Do you sew? Is that what you said?
No, I said I like to grow.
Oh, grow. Oh, I was all excited about quilting. Never mind. No, I like
draw.
To grow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. I am just high on life today. I tell you what, I don't even know if I'm making any sense on this show today. Anywho, but
so
yeah.
This lady, okay, mm-hmm. That's a good thing. The lady that's supposed to come Monday, she's going to be a receptionist like us, but she's a manager from another site. I mean, I'm not worried about it, but everybody that, of course, those women that work there, they're all up in arms. Talking about her and what she might be and what she might not be and all that. So I was just wondering, I guess I'll ask what you see about this new woman that's coming on Monday, tomorrow, that's supposed to be working with us, who used to be a manager in a company at another site.
She's tired and she's very nervous and she doesn't want to have to deal with people being snippy and talking about her.
Oh, my God, like me.
Yeah. So upfront, honest, welcoming, help her get settled in. Don't make an enemy where you don't need to.
Right.
And there are going to be some fools tomorrow that do that. Well, you know, I've been here longer and blah, 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 blah. It does not matter. Okay?
Exactly.
She was in the management position. She's doing this now for a reason. And, you know, it's as scary for her as it is upsetting for everyone around her. So, you know, make the woman feel welcome.
Mm-hmm.
That will go a long way.
Yeah.
You know, the heck with everybody else.
I agree.
You know what to do. You just need me to confirm it for you.
Yeah, I just wanted to know what you see, if you saw me get an offer and if I should take it. Like, that's all. Like, I just hope it's a good move, like, if I do take it, because I don't really leave jobs that often. I don't feel like that, you know, pay well or whatever, but I want to be happy. and I do want to grow, and I want to be appreciated. So,
and you have done all you can where you're at, and that's okay.
Yeah,
that's okay. But the thing about it is that, you know, you leave on good terms, you leave honorably, and you're nice to this woman tomorrow. You know, I bring her bagel or a donut or some little welcome pastry or something. You know,
okay.
Let her feel welcome. You know, the heck with what everybody else thinks. Be the darling, wonderful person I know that you are.
Yeah, I could do that. I know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to give her a pumpkin spice latte Starbucks Keurig cup that I have, a box of from Target.
Perfect.
I'm going to give her.
Perfect. You're going to go so far, sweetie. So far, mm-hmm. Unbelievable. So,
Thank you. You're
in good shape. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Well, I just wanted to ask a quick love question. I asked you about it before, but I just wanted to check in with you about the guy I'm feeling for named Frank. Just wanted to know what you see him up to and what you see between us or anything, like what's going on.
Well, I pulled the Prince of Autumn, which is not what I pulled the last time. And so I see things moving ahead very, very slowly. Very, very slowly. Okay? So just be cautious and take your time. And things will work out. Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard from him. I don't know if he is involved with somebody else during this, like right now. I don't know what's going on. His birthday's on the 28th. So, you know, I don't know what to make of it.
He's not involved with somebody else. I can tell you that he's kind of in hermit mode. He's in hermit mode. Yes. So he's in hermit mode. He's working and he's just. He's very, very focused, and that's just all he's working on at the moment. But that'll change soon, and then you'll hear from him. Okay?
Yeah.
Yay! Anything else?
I guess that's it. I will touch base with you and let you know how things go, and if it's going to come around for thinking his birthday means something on the 28th, so we'll see. But I'll check in with you about the job, too, tomorrow.
Yeah, let me know.
Uh-huh. I will.
Okay. Burn a green candle to bring it quicker to you.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, sweet pea, I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for calling in.
Of course.
You're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly.
Hi, Holly, Wendy, and I enjoy your show.
Oh, thank you. We spoke
and
last
we
week.
Have talked. Well, thank you. I spoke to you recently, and I explained that I've been on a medical leave since mid-January, and my employer is getting tired of waiting for me to get better to return to work. So they want to do an administrative separation. I had to clarify something that the HR lady said. She did not make it sound right. So I clearly told her that I never declined coming back to work. I simply said that with my illness and my disability that I may not be able to handle calls that are more than 15, 20 minutes because I may be overwhelmed in pain and then have to transfer because I'm not well yet. And so now she said, okay, then we'll talk about accommodations. We're going to talk about that on the 19th. So I suspect that she's going to get very frustrated with me because when we talk on the 19th and she's aware of this, I'm going to remind her that I still have to resolve my hearing aid issue. And working in a call center, you cannot do your job unless you can hear, period.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she's aware of this. It's not like I'm springing it on her now versus later. But So I will be very polite to her, and I'll remind her, you know, if my hearing aid situation is still not resolved, I will in a very nice way let her know that I hope she never needs hearing aids, but it's not like buying a cell phone. It's not uncommon for there to be adjustments and extra programming, and sometimes the hearing aid needs to be sent back and maybe a whole different style be tried. And this could take 3 weeks. It could take 3 months. So when I politely explained that to her, I think she's going to be frustrated, but she probably will not show it to me. And the good news is if I am medically separated from the company, I can still collect their long-term financial benefits until 1 year from now, October 2021. So what do you think she's going to do? Is she just going to go ahead, if I don't have these hearing aids up and running within the next very soon, is she just going to wash her hands of me and then administratively separate from me, and then I'll get the – will I be able to collect the long-term financial benefit for a year?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. There's going to be a little back and forth tug and war, but it should be all settled by November.
Okay. So she'll probably be thrown off when I politely remind her about that. And so I anticipate she'll probably say, let's set another telephone appointment in the hopes that you might have your hearing aids resolved maybe sometime in November. And then we'll talk. And if they're not resolved, then on that call, will she administratively medically separate me from the company?
Yeah, I think they're, to be honest with you, from what I'm seeing here, they're already in the process of trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
All right. But it's going to be a little more tug and war. But yeah, this should be settled by November. Absolutely.
And by settled, it doesn't mean they're going to fire me for doing something bad. They're going to let me go administratively because for medical reasons, I still cannot do my job. Is that where it's going to be?
That's what I'm seeing, yeah. Because I pulled the Three of Summers in, which is what I pulled for you the last time. And and that's news worth celebrating. So I'm going to take that as a yes.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. And what card was that again, please, Molly?
It's called the Three of Summer. And the other card that I got was the Eight of Summer, which is exactly what I pulled for you the last time, which is unusual for me because I usually don't pull the same card for the same person more than once. And the Eight of Summer is the desire for more for a more meaningful life, realizing that it's time to move on, choosing to make major life changes. So that and the Three of Summer, so that which is news worth celebrating, that tells me that it's going to be a little bit of tug of war, but it's all going to come out in the long run, and it's going to be fine.
Wonderful. And it's the Three of Summer and the Eight of Summer?
It's called the Three of Summer and the Eight of Summer. It's a fairy tarot deck. It's a fairy tarot deck. Fairy?
Cool. I might buy some of those. And I have a hearing disability, sorry. But bless your heart. So if you had to pick a day in November that I would have that next call, and if my hearing aids are not functioning the way we all want them to, what day in November do you think they would administratively let me go?
They're showing me the 15th. Now, Wendy, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not great with dates, okay? I'm good at a lot of things. Dates ain't one of them. But they're showing me the 15th, so I'm saying the 15th.
Okay, and I understand that about dates, but do you feel pretty strongly regarding the 3 and the 8 of Summer card that is pretty confirmed that I will be getting the administrative separation early November?
Yeah, that's what this is showing me. Now, this is now in the particular situation that we're in right now, okay?
Yeah.
And if nothing changes, this is what they're showing me.
And so will I be able to successfully draw the financial, it's called like a long-term benefit through the company. Will I be able to draw that through October of next year?
That's what they're showing me with all this news to celebrate. So I have no reason
okay.
to doubt it, because I never, ever pull the same cards for people twice.
Wow.
And I've been
doing this for 30
years.
Is this the first time ever?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and I've been doing this for over 30 years. So,
oh, bless your heart. Oh, wow. That is amazing. And so,
I started when
you
I
know
was
what? You know what? I have a tendency to want to be sweet and loving and kind all the time, which is good, but sometimes I'm too trusting. And this lady that I've been talking to in HR,
mm-hmm.
I liked her. I'd even want to be friends with her, but now I'm thinking that it's she's not my new best friend, and walk carefully.
So here's the thing. No, she's not your new best friend, okay?
Yeah.
But she's not a bad person.
Yeah.
She
mm-hmm. tried to turn around my responses and my wording in the follow-up email. So, and it's when I responded to her and corrected her in a very polite way. That's when she took a few steps back about doing an accommodation phone call instead of the other. But I don't think she's going to have any ground to walk on. If my hearing aids are not functioning, how can I do my job in a call center, Molly?
Yeah.
And so this will be resolved way before Thanksgiving next month.
I'm saying that, yeah.
Okay. I'd rather, you know what, I'm thankful to the company. I have a tremendous amount of medical documentation that supports me 1,000%.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to go back to work, but right now I'm just not physically able, compounded with that hearing issue. I don't see it as feasible.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, then I will just focus on my health, and then quite honestly, I don't think I'll be released to go back to work really fully for about a year anyway. So I've got to stop worrying about this. I'll be glad when the administrative separation is over. And all it will take is every 2 months or so, my doctor saying supporting me and that I'm not able to do my job at this time for medical reasons. And that'll be based upon her professional opinion. And I've already told Heather in HR that I am going to rely on professional advice on this, which she probably doesn't like, but I am going to do that.
Yes, absolutely.
I have a
absolutely
right.
You can do that.
So,
mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I am... She'll probably start the conversation on the 19th, like, hi, how are you? What kind of accommodations do you need for your chair and all that? And I'll be very sweet to her. And then I'll say, by the way, you know, if it's truthful on the 19th, I'm going to say, by the way, I still have not, I don't have functional hearing devices. And then I'll let her know, you know, the way I did you, that it's not like buying a cell phone. It could take 2 months, it could take 3 months, it could take 4 weeks, we don't know. Then I think she's going to go through a safety hatch, and she's going to want to research, and so she's going to probably close the conversation and set another day to talk.
Oh, I would imagine that's exactly what she wants to do, and you need to prepare yourself for that.
Oh, yeah. Next conversation in November, that's when the administrative separation will occur. Right?
That's what I'm showing right now.
Thank
so.
God. And you said the 3 and the 8th of summer, correct, in the fairy deck?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I will look that up. And
okay.
You're just a lovely person, and that's why everybody loves you and tunes back into your show.
Well, I appreciate it, Wendy. I really, really do. You have a great evening, and God bless, and keep us informed of what's going on, okay?
Thank you. Please say prayers for me.
I will, sweetie. I promise. Night.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless.
Good night.
Okay, let's see who's next. Hi, you're on the air with Good Golly Miss Holly.
Hi, this is Maribel. Do you remember?
Hi, Maribel. Yeah, I remember you. How are you doing, sweetie?
I am doing okay. So I guess I just had one question.
Ask away.
With regards, so I recently had, I guess I just wanted some insight with regards to a situation that happened at school and how to best approach it, because I felt like I was doing one of my clerkships, and the feedback that I got while on the clerkship was a little bit disaligned with what they ended up writing about me in terms of evaluations. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to know, like, your own opinion on whether or not I should, like, talk to the person and sort of just fight for, like, a better evaluation, or, you know, just accept it and move on, like, accept the criticism and just move on. I feel like I'm one to build. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So here's what my, I don't even need to pull a card for this because it's kind of smacking me right in the face. This is a test, Maribel. Okay. So in a situation like this, I would ask to speak with the person, go set an appointment with them and say, I received your feedback, blah, 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 blah. What can I do to improve? First of all, that's going to knock them on their feet.
The thing is, like, I've done that throughout the cycle. And, like, while I was in, like, the actual program, mm-hmm. The actual rotation, and, like, I got good feedback of, like, oh, this is what you could improve upon. But then I just feel like things that were said while we were speaking to, while I was speaking to this person, we'll call them JR, while I was speaking to JR, she would tell me, like, things the way I could improve, and I would incorporate them subsequently. And in person, she would tell me, like, oh, you did great, and, like, you did an amazing job, and you improved so much, and then, like, you earned this grade, this good grade. But then, like, while written on paper, like, the actual evaluations that matter that my administrator see, it came down to, oh, you didn't do as well. Like, she doesn't really show this much confidence when she's on the floors, and I just felt like I was in disarray.
I would talk with her and ask her about it and explain your feelings. Don't get upset. Explain your feelings to her. You know, ask for a formal appointment. Explain your feelings to her. And then, you know, have her explain. I know that you've already done this, okay? But in a final situation like this, I would ask for an explanation. Absolutely. I wouldn't fight them on it because that's just going to sound like sour grapes, but I would ask for an explanation. Mm-hmm. And then you can have you have your time to rebuff what they're saying. And, you know, when you go in there, make sure that you have specific examples of when she said A, B, or C, if you can have those. And, you know, that might make them rethink. But you definitely need to go talk to them. Yeah.
Okay. But not necessarily, like, retract what was said, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. But go in there.
It wouldn't necessarily change the outcome, though. Because what was said.
It won't necessarily change what's on paper. But paper mm-hmm. is one thing. The way people think about you can be changed. Mm-hmm. And in the long run, that's what matters. Okay? That's what matters.
Yeah.
Because that's the energy they're sending out to you, and they can either help you or hurt you. So.
True.
Yeah. It's about what they think. It's not about what's on the paper. Because that can be all cut away with, well, yeah, that was that one particular situation, but she's done well since then. And that totally voids what's sitting on that paper. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I feel like the paper is what matters. That's what my administrators see.
Yes, I can see your point. The paper does not have as much energy as that other person's opinion. This is about transference of energy.
Okay.
So in a metaphysical situation, we're just going to talk about physics for just a second. Everything has an energy signature and everything gives off energy, okay? So this piece of paper is an inanimate object that cannot change without somebody else changing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just there, okay? So whatever energy that is sending out to you is what it's going to do over and over and over again. However, going to the person that wrote that and talking with them in a calm, constructive manner can change the entire outcome of what's written on that paper, whether they change it or not. Because all it takes is an email, a chat message. Hey, I see you wrote this. Is this still true? Nothing is permanent, even if it's on a piece of paper. Because they can retract it, they can change it, they can add addendums to it, and that's all done by talking to that person face to face, which is what we don't do a whole lot of anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
I'll have a go at it. The one fear that I had was just that it would like come to bite me in the butt. That I went and I stood up for myself and sort of just...
We're not going in and making a big fuss. What we are doing is saying, hey, I see this, and I thought I had proved on these things. You know, could you show me where what I need to make this better with you? Go in as a student.
Okay.
Humility never killed anyone. It hurts.
Right.
Okay, believe me, it hurts. I can run my mouth and I'm very good at my little world, but outside of my whole little world, I'm good at English and being a psychic. My husband is good at everything else. And it does kill me when he's right, which he is a lot of the time. And then I have to go say, will you show me how to do this? So I understand it. But believe me, when you humble yourself and you go to somebody and say, I'm really trying, I thought I was doing better, ask for help. That separates you from everybody else who's out there being arrogant and saying, well, they don't like me or they're plotting against me. Nobody is plotting against anybody. I mean, I guess they are some people, but when you go with a energy of humility, people want to help you because the energy is different. They don't feel threatened. They want to help. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie. I'm sorry I had to give you the humility lesson. I haven't had to have that one in a while. Drink yourself some herbal tea before you
totally
go in
cool.
there and a coffee, okay?
Okay, sounds wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweet pea. Have a good evening.
All right, you too. Bye.
Bye, love. Oh, y'all, that's the one thing that I want to stress. Well, two things I want to stress, and we'll take the next caller in just a second, is that try and have humble hearts. I know it's difficult because the world is a crazy, crazy mess right now, but we need each other. That's why I'm on this show. That's why people are beginning to wake up, is because the time for being arrogant, being selfish, and, you know, it's all about me, those days are over. Okay? We need each other. And the other thing I want to say is I want to talk about being psychic, and I want to talk about what my friends call woo-woo, which is all the psychic supernatural stuff. There is no such thing as supernatural anything. Okay? Everything is made by God. God created nature. There is nothing outside of nature, including and you. The only difference between you and I is that I listen a little more. Because when I was a young child, I did not see very well. And so my sixth sense, my psychic sense, actually helped me navigate my world. And so it kind of got married into my brain. And so I learned to use it. We are all born with the ability to connect with the divine because we are God's children. And when they say in the Bible, in Genesis, we were made in their image, that is the truth. We have a spiritual DNA that allows us to connect with each other and the divine to manifest what we need. All we have to do is believe and come with a humble heart. That's it. No mystery, no woo-woo, no woo, anything like that. It's just having a humble heart and listening and being willing to open your heart up to the divine. And that's what I'm here for, is to help y'all feel that and hopefully help connect to the divine yourselves. Okay? So enough of my soapbox for this evening. I'm sorry, but I had to get on it. So thank you for holding and being patient. This is Good Golly, Miss Holly. How can I help you?
Yeah, hello. I'm having, like, family issues, boyfriend issues. And I just want to know, like, if you see anything good. I'm talking, like, whispering right now, and I'm speaking low. So...
Okay, I want to ask you a question, and all you have to do is go, or uh-uh, okay? Are you safe?
Mm-hmm.
You safe?
Hmm?
Are you safe where you are?
I'm not sure.
Okay, so we're not going to pull cards. We're going to, what I want you to do, can you get out of the house?
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay. But if I leave, they're going to lock the door.
Then you need to go somewhere else. Do you have a safe place you can go?
I'm in my room right now. Nobody's in here.
No. Do you have a safe place that you can go? That's not what I asked you.
To live?
To spend the night.
No.
Okay, so
maybe my father's house.
Huh?
Maybe my father's house.
Go to your father's house, sweet pea. Go right now. Go right now.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. You need to go to your father's house right now. My concern right now is that you're safe and healthy. Everything else comes in second. And you need to tell your daddy why you're coming. And you need to ask your daddy for help.
Why do you feel like I'm not safe?
I have a bad feeling. And when I have bad feelings, it's better for me to say get out than not to say anything and then regret it afterwards. So the worst thing that can happen is that you have a safe space for tonight. If I speak up, if I don't speak up, the worst, a lot worse could happen. I'm not saying I'm right or I'm wrong, but I have a very, very strong feeling you need to go to your dad's house. You need to tell him what's going on and you need to ask for help. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm right. You don't need to tell me I'm not. I know. I can hear it by the tone of your voice, sweet pea. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't cry. You are a strong, beautiful, lovely young woman, and you deserve a heck of a lot better than the way that you are being treated right now. So you need to go to your dad. Promise me you will go to your dad's.
Okay.
You promise? Say, Miss Holly, I promise.
I'm not too sure if I can go there, but I'll leave.
Sweet pea, you need to tell your daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your daddy. Go to your daddy's house. Are you safe at your daddy's house?
Like, things will get worse.
How much worse do you think that they can get? It's not good now. Sweetie, you don't deserve this.
It's not just like people in my house. It's everywhere. That I don't know why it just pick up on me. It's like everywhere I go.
Have you talked to your dad about any of this?
Yeah.
And what does he say?
He told me to go like to the shelter.
Then that's where you need to go. You either go to the shelter or you go to your dad's house. You get out of there right now. I'm not playing. Get out. Sweetie, I'm getting ready to lose you.
Hello?
Yes, I'm getting ready to lose you. Okay? Get out of the house now.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Go. Good for you. Are you leaving?
Look for my coat.
What's your name, sweetie?
Aaliyah.
Aaliyah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just left.
Oh, good. Get out of there. Okay? You okay?
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling that something was going to be wrong, too.
Okay. Good girl. Good girl. Get out of there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. God bless you, Aaliyah.
All right.
Do you want me to call the police, Aaliyah?
know. But I'm outside now. Can you tell me, like, why you feel like that?
Sweetie, it's just what I feel. I just have a very, 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 pit my stomach feeling. Okay? And when I feel that, I have to speak out.
Yeah. So I can tell y'all, like, the stuff that's going on. I left for, like, a month, my house, and I come back, all my stuff is thrown out. My shoes, my sneakers is thrown out because of my brother, my older brother. So I told my mother, she's like, oh, well, they don't have nothing to do with me. So, you know, that frustrated me a lot. But I'm not really mad about it because I have money and stuff like that, but for my stuff to be thrown out, it's like, wow, why would you throw all of my shoes out? You know what I'm saying? So, certain people just don't want to see you happy. And I don't know. Maybe you feel like that because I had got into it with my boyfriend or whatever, like a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he called the cops or whatever. So that's maybe why.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here, Leah. I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still here. I'm still here, sweet pea. So where are you going to? You going to your dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How far is that?
Like 2 hours away.
And that's the closest place you can go.
I could go back to my boyfriend's house, but we're not on good terms right now.
No,
like,
no,
I
no.
broke up with him on our lesson.
No.
Yeah, I don't want to go there either.
Okay. So can you go to your dad's house? Do you have a way to get to your father's house?
Yeah, I could take the train. I feel like that, what you're saying. Like, I feel that way towards, like, my brother. I think he would do something like that, like, to harm me.
Okay.
I don't trust it.
Okay. Then you need to get in touch. You need to call your father and tell him that you're coming, and you need to tell him why. Okay?
Yeah. But as far as that, do you see me, like, working or anything like that?
I do see you working. I see you working to the point where you're going to be able to help others that are less fortunate than you. I see good opportunities coming your way, sweetie. So just stay focused.
I left everything. I left my charger. I might have to go back and get that. Is it that serious, you think?
I don't want to say one way or the other, okay? I just get a very bad feeling. And so when I get
like
that feeling...
Like from people around me or like with like cops and stuff?
No, sweet pea. It's what's surrounding you. It's not the police.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But what,
that's strange that I got to deal with that for my own people that I live with. I don't trust it either. Now I got to go back to the shelter and start all over again. I should have never even came back to this house. Yeah. That's why I need, like, therapy and stuff like that. Because
yeah.
Even if I wanted to talk to my mother about something, she would never agree with me. Oh, you know?
I know.
But we had problems with, like, people outside of the house. So you feel like it's people outside of the house or inside of the house?
Inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the house, sweetie. Okay.
What? My question is, like, why? I haven't been there in so long. Why is it like that? I'm just now starting to come back in the house. So it's just
there's
like people have been waiting for me to
and
come
I
back.
I am not a qualified counselor. I can tell you that they have their own issues that they're dealing with. And when you mix all those issues together, it just becomes very, very toxic. So you need to get yourself straightened out and move on with your life. Okay? Because there are good things coming for you.
You think it would be safe to go to my sister's house? She don't live that far either.
Do you feel comfortable with your sister?
I don't know. Because I told her certain stuff, and then I asked her for a favor, and she didn't do me no favor. So nobody don't really check up on me like that.
What is your gut telling you? Take a deep breath.
Huh?
Take a deep breath. Listen to me.
Huh?
What is your gut? What does your heart tell you about your sister?
That I can't trust her.
Okay. Not even for one night?
I mean, I could talk to her and have a conversation with her, yes. But it was certain things that she did around me that I can't trust. So I may not have proof of certain stuff that happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I could, like, trust her around, like, people that I like and stuff like that.
Well, this isn't about people that you like. This is about being safe for the night. This is about being safe for the night. That's all this is about, is being safe for tonight. And she will be there for you for safe for tonight.
My sister talked to her. She don't live. My father lives in the Bronx, and my sister, she lives like 2-3 blocks away.
Well, I would try that first then, because you don't need to be going to the Bronx at night. Okay.
Yeah. But it's like, even when I'm in the house, like, I'm walking around, it's just like everybody ignoring me, acting like nothing happened to my clothes. I'm missing my IDs, my mirrors, and, you know, like, I don't have nothing in my room anymore, not even a TV. My brother, he took everything. He took everything out of my room because I wasn't there for a month. So he took, like, my TV, you know, he threw all my clothes out. And my sneakers, and he took my mirror, and who knows what else he took, and probably tried to sell it or something.
Okay, well,
you need
professional help to help solve these problems. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go to my sister. Get out of the dark, and in the morning, make yourself call social services or whoever you need to call, and ask for help.
Like for the shelter? And like as far as the cops, you think like they would be looking for me still?
Sweetie, I don't know anything about the cops, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I do because I don't have any information on that at all.
Oh, okay.
Your angels aren't telling me anything about that at all.
Oh, but my angels are always around me.
They
I know
are,
that.
My darling.
My grandmother
yes.
and my
yes.
grandpa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always. Always around you. God sent them to you to help you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't... This is just a bump in the road. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just go to your sister's. Sleep on the couch or whatever you need to do. And in the morning, call the shelter and get help. Get professional help with all this. Okay?
Yeah.
Promise me you'll do that.
Okay, I will.
Say, I promise, Miss Holly.
I promise that I'll look into it.
Miss Holly.
Miss Holly. Oh, my name is Aaliyah, by the way.
I know, Aaliyah. Aaliyah, can we pray together for a minute before I let you
go? Yeah,
I
could.
Okay.
Oh, my
God.
When you say this, I feel like something is going to happen. I don't know.
You feeling like what?
I said when you want me to pray and stuff, I feel like there's something like major that's going to happen.
That's what God does, darling. God loves you. I love you and your angels love you. And I know it stinks right now and I know it's a really, really dark time, okay? We're going to pray. And I'm going to ask, we've got people on the show is still on the air, thank goodness. And I have people that are listening with me and people who have called back in that are friends of the Good Golly Miss Holly show. And I'm going to ask all of them to pray with us. Okay, Aaliyah?
All right.
Okay, so here's what I want everybody to do. Everybody listen up. I want you to put your hands in front of you, palms up, okay? Everybody take a deep breath. Up, palms up to heaven, okay? And this is for everybody else that's listening as well. And we're going to pray for Aaliyah, because Aaliyah is one of our tribe. Aaliyah is one of the Good Golly Miss Holly tribe, and we love our tribe. Okay, so everybody take a deep breath, let it out. There you go, little good girl. Take another deep breath, let it out. Good girl. Okay, kind and gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Aaliyah and her beautiful, strong spirit. And we ask you that she is to be delivered from the troubles that she is seeing at the moment. We ask you to let her sister open her heart and her door to Aaliyah and allow her to have a rest for the evening. And in the morning, Aaliyah will get the answers and the help that she needs from the professionals at the shelter. And we know, Lord, that you have a wonderful, beautiful plan for Aaliyah to help her move forward and to get her life back on track. And we thank you so much for this beautiful spirit of Aaliyah. She is like a golden flower in our presence, and she shines light on everyone who sees her. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, Aaliyah. You're welcome, my darling. Okay.
I feel better.
Good. I'm going to let you go now. Are you okay now?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just going to walk to the store and then go to my sister's house.
Okay. Please be careful, yeah. Leah. I love you.
Okay.
God loves you.
I love y'all guys, too, for making me so safe and happy and praying for me.
Oh, we'll pray anytime for you, Leah. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, my darling. Please be safe. Good night.
Good night.
I'm sorry about that, everybody. Thank you for those of you who stayed and listened to the show. I am not going to take any more calls tonight. We are already over time by several minutes. But I do want to thank everyone who stayed and all of my listeners. I could feel you all praying for our beloved Leah. And she is a wonderful, shining child of God. And we know that she will be protected. We see that in Leah, and we see great things coming to her. This show means so much to me, and I'm sitting here crying at the moment, but thank you so much for your support and your love. I could just feel it coming all gathered around that child. So I will see everybody on Tuesday, and we are going to have a great show on Tuesday. And just so you know, I'm going to start doing YouTube lives where you can actually see me. I'll have a makeup and everything, I promise. And we are going to be look this week at Good Golly Miss Holly for a class. I'm going to start teaching classes on how to do what I do and how to connect with God and how to live a divine purpose life. Bless you all so much. God bless. Good night, and I will talk with you soon. Bye, y'all.